AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Coldwater leading Eaton Rapids, 26-18 varsity boys action here at the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. The Greyhounds will get the ball to start the second half, going from left to right, and Coldwater from right to left as we have switched sides. Brandon Dick, Sam Masteller, Jared McDaniel, James Cruz, and Andrew Wright, the five on the floor for the Greyhounds. Joined out there by Coldwater starters, Maurer, Hadley, Stempy, and Mock, and Taggart. Cruz get the ball up top to Jared McDaniel. He had 8 points in the first quarter, but only a couple of free throws in the second. Take and a score for Sam Masteller. And the Greyhounds draw to within 6, 26-20. They draw first blood here in the second half. Coldwater's first possession of the second half. Grant Maurer being pestered by Jared McDaniel on the man-to-man defense. Slings the ball looking for Ryan Hadley on the left corner. Masteller had a hand on it. It goes out of bounds back to Coldwater. Ryan Mock will trigger in front of the Coldwater bench. Mock looking, finds Maurer. 30 feet away from the bucket, now back to Mock. Maurer to reset, 7:07 left to play. Third quarter, 26-20 Coldwater. McDaniel guarding Maurer as he takes it to the right side and draws a foul. Daniel got some help from James Cruz, who commits the foul. His first, team first of the second half. Maurer to the free throw line for the second time tonight. Drains first. Increases the Coldwater lead to 7, 27-20. Maurer coming into this game, a 50% free throw shooter. 4 of 8, now 6 of 12. I'll have to double check that. 28-20, the Cardinals lead. A double team on the deep right corner. The Cardinals almost got the pick, but the Greyhounds retain possession. McDaniel launches a triple and drains it from the top of the key, NBA range. 5-point Greyhound deficit, 28-23. Coldwater leads with 6:30 left in the third quarter. Here's Maurer once again, sideline right. Bounce pass looking for Taggart. Double team surrounds him. Needs help, looking for Mock. Low dribble, ball down on the ground. Mock tying up Masteller, jump ball. Coldwater will get it on the alternate possession arrow. 6:19 left to play in the third quarter. 28-23 Coldwater. Luke Stempian inbounding the ball. Finds Maurer, now up top to Mock. Moving off of Hadley's screen. Needs help, now get it back to Maurer. Mock to reset to Stempian on the left side. Now Mock, one dribble, get it back out to Stempian. Taggart sets a screen, a shot from the right elbow, a short. Here come the Greyhounds. Quickly the other end of the floor, a stop and a pop and a miss. Short for James Cruz, rebound put back by Masteller. Short, loose ball is hauled in by Grant Maurer. Here he comes from right to left across your radio dial. Mock on the left corner of the Coldwater front court. 28-23 Cardinals, Hadley up top. Maurer swing the ball to Stempian. Now back between the circles to Maurer. Greyhounds in their man-to-man defense. Cardinals haven't varied from their man-to-man defense most of the night. Hadley's pass missed. Somehow he got the ball back and cleaned up and collected. 30-23, a 7-point lead. And the Cardinals get the ball back. Greyhounds are trying to push the ball up the floor. Stempian and Maurer quick on defense, forcing the ball out of bounds. Blaze Watson will check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Ryan Mock has it on the left wing. Cardinals lead by 7 once again. Mock, strong move left baseline, and he finishes on the reverse. 32-23, other end of the floor. A miss by Cruz. Tippin does go in, I believe. That was Dick. And I was correct after that exchange of buckets, 32-25 Coldwater, 4:38 left to play in the third quarter. Ryan Hadley launches a triple from the top of the key, too strong off the back of the rim. Right with a rebound for the Greyhounds. Quickly ahead to a streaking Brandon Dick, and he gets the layup. That was a well-run fast break for the Greyhounds. 32-27, they trail by five once again. 4:16 left to play in the third quarter. Maurer to the right wing to Stempien, now to Hadley. Right corner to Maurer, now give it to Logan Taggart, trying to post up as he moves down the middle of the lane. Misses, rebound put back, does not roll in, but he does draw the foul. Andrew Wright picking up his second foul. Team second of the half. Back to the free throw line for Logan Taggart. Makes the first one here. Luke Beckhusen and Blaze Watson coming in for the Cardinals. Travis Jex, Sheldon Holmes in for the Greyhounds. Holmes coming in at the midway point of the third quarter with three fouls. Taggart makes both ends of that trip to the free throw line. 10 of 17 from the charity stripe coming into the contest. Beckhusen gets a steal at midcourt. Holmes trying to get it back. Now Beckhusen ahead to Blaze Watson for the layup. And the Cardinals lead by nine once again, 36-27, 3:40 left to play in the third quarter. Pass deflected by Beckhusen, taken away by Stempien. Stempien, give it up to Mock, off the glass and good. Things are starting to fall apart a little bit for the Greyhounds. They try to force the tempo, and they miss like Travis Jex just did. Mock's there with a rebound. ...38-27 Coldwater, 3:10 and counting left to play in the quarter. It's an 11-point Coldwater lead. Mock for three up top. Yes! ...41-27 Coldwater, and Luke Brown, the head coach of the Greyhounds, has seen enough. He calls a full timeout. 2:59 left in the third quarter. 41-27, the Cardinals lead by 14. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
2:59 left to play in the third quarter. It's Eaton Rapids trailing by 14. Coldwater leads 41-27. They have the ball coming out of their timeout, a chance to reset some things that weren't working offensively for the Greyhounds. McDaniel with the ball. They're starting to run their motion offense again. Jex launches a triple, leaves it short. Beckhusen with a rebound. One and done ahead to Luke Stempien. Trying to streak to the bucket, and he gets called for the travel. Cardinals throwing out some choke and pressure. McDaniel with the ball. Throws it past the half-court line to Holmes. He's trapped. A triple team surrounding him at half-court. He needs help. Deflection and a steal by Beckhusen. He'll get the layup to go in for his first points of the game. 43-27 Cardinals. 2:22 left to play in the third quarter. Clock moving. McDaniel throwing the ball to right. Now get it to the elbow. A streak by Holmes and a miss. He'll go up for a pair as Blaze Watson commits his first foul. Team first of the second half for Coldwater. Sheldon Holmes to the charity stripe with 2:13 left to play in the third quarter. Draws iron on the first. Sheldon Holmes splits the pair, 43-28, 15-point lead once again for Coldwater. The Greyhounds are throwing out a press. Blaze Watson, ball deflected on his pass, stolen by Masteller. Now get it to McDaniel. Blaze guarding him, now back up top. Right to Masteller. McDaniel for three from the right wing, and he drains it from NBA range once again. 12-point lead for the Cardinals, 43-31. The Greyhounds are pressing once again. Blaze Watson slings it to Luke Beckhusen. He has numbers, leaves it short. Watson's there with a rebound. They try to take the ball away, no good. Beckhusen out to Mock for three. Bounces off the rim, and his shot from the right wing. The ball, McDaniel ahead to a streaking Masteller. He missed it. Beckhusen with a rebound. A minute 30 left to play in the third, 43-31 Cardinals. Here's Stempien, long two from the left wing is short. Rebound by Mock, off the glass and good. Cardinals lead by two touchdowns once again, 45-31. A minute 13 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Dex with the ball, moving off the screen set by Holmes to McDaniel. Right wing three, bounces off the rim, no good. Blaze with a rebound for Coldwater. 1 minute left to play in the third. Here's Ryan Mock, alley-oop pass, looking for Logan Taggart. Pump fake, and he gets it to back in on the reverse. 47-31, 16-point lead, the biggest for the Cardinals so far in this game. Masteller to McDaniel, right inside, a turnaround shot and a score for Sheldon Holmes. 47-33. Almost a steal by Sam Masteller on the inbound play. Grant Maurer, Ryan Hadley will check into the Coldwater lineup. Maurer will inbound with 29.4 seconds left in the third quarter. Five on the floor now. It's Taggart, Hadley, Stempien, Beckhusen, and Maurer. Maurer looking. Finds Stempien. He's doubled up deep in the backcourt. Throws the ball to Beckhusen. He wants to run. Slings it to a streaking Maurer. Nice pass to Taggart, and he scores underneath. 49-33, other end of the floor. Home run pass. McDaniel. Shot hits the bottom of the backcourt. The shot by Jex is rejected by Taggart. Here come the Cardinals. Maurer coast to coast. Leaves it short. Beckhusen tipping the ball to Jex. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Jex trying to take. Do we count the bucket? Yes, we do. Plus one as Hadley commits the foul. 0.7 seconds left to play in the third quarter. A foul on Hadley is his second, team third. Check that, that is the team second. Jax to try and convert the three-point play. He does. Can't really do much in the backcourt with 0.7 seconds left in the quarter. We'll try to inbound it to Hadley, and get it to Beckhusen. Not quite sure what happened. The clock did not start, is what happened. We're getting an official timeout to reset things. They're showing 0.5 seconds left in the quarter. The clock was a little bit late in starting. Well, that's the end of the quarter, 49-36. Coldwater leading by 13. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball, the Holiday Hoops Tournament on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater outscored Eaton Rapids in the third quarter, 23-18, 49-36. The Cardinals have the lead. Greyhound ball to start the fourth quarter. Cardinals turning up the pressure on the defense. Here's a 30-footer for McDaniel. It draws iron front of the rim. Loose ball. Bounced off of Luke Beckhusen and goes out of bounds. Nice heads-up play there by McDaniel. Greyhounds will get the ball back. Here's McDaniel moving off the screen set by Holmes. Get it to the right wing to Jex. Back to McDaniel. 25-footer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound put back by Holmes, and it rolls in. Greyhounds hanging around here. 49-38. They trail by just 11. Greyhounds throwing out a press. Stempy into Grant Maurer ahead to a streaking Beckhusen in left sideline. Into the front court it comes. Here's Hadley on the right wing. 7-10 left in the fourth quarter. Cardinals lead by 11. Now Taggart to Stempien on the left wing, back up top. Logan Taggart launches a triple and banks it in. Back of a game, not only for Logan Taggart, but for all of the Cardinals. They lead by 14, 52-38, 6:45 left in the fourth. Here's McDaniel. Launches a triple over the double team and scores. McDaniel's fourth triple of the game, 52-41. After that exchange of three-point buckets, 6:27 and counting left to play in the fourth. Beckhusen slings the ball to Hadley for the Cardinals. He's sideline left. Lofting the ball inside to Taggart. He's trying to post up, leaning in, and gets it to go. A career day here for Logan Taggart. 17 he's being credited for. And an offensive foul against the Greyhounds. Illegal screen whistle against Andrew Wright. That is his third, team third. Cardinal ball out of bounds facing the Greyhound press. Maurer to inbound in front of the Greyhound bench. Luke Beckhusen bounce pass to Grant Maurer quickly across the timeline. Double team follows him. Mock getting ready to check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. 54-41. They lead. 5:55 left in the fourth. Beckhusen get it to Hadley on the right corner. Moving back to the wing to Beckhusen. Swing the ball around. Here's Maurer. Couple of pump fakes. Now back up top to Taggart. Swing the ball to Stempien on the right wing. Now back to Taggart around Maurer. Beckhusen on the left corner. Off the screen, Maurer dishing the ball to Stempien. Now back up to Maurer. Long two. Doesn't roll in. Drew Iron didn't go in. Rebounded by Sam Masteller for the Greyhounds. Ahead to Jared McDaniel. 25-footer from the left wing. Wide left. Rebounded by Maurer. Needed help. Finds Luke Stempien. He's going to back his way into the bucket and miss. Rebounded by McDaniel. Here come the Greyhounds the other way. Jax, nice touch pass. And Wright finishes on the fast break. 54-43. Greyhounds trail by 11. Hadley to Stempien to Maurer on the right wing. Clock moving, 4:43 left to play in regulation. Cardinals lead by 11. Here's Hadley on the left corner. Needs help. Moves to the wing. Now kick it out. Taggart for three. And it rolls in from the left wing. Taggart with his third triple of the game. 57-43. McDaniels tries to answer and does. And the triples that McDaniel has launched have been from NBA range and then some. Timeout Coldwater. 4:13 left to play in the fourth quarter. 57 for the Cardinals and 46 for the Greyhounds. It's a full timeout. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or fish sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows, just east of River Road on US 12, Coldwater.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Greyhounds throwing out a press coming out of the Coldwater timeout. They break it, but it didn't look particularly pretty. The Greyhounds turning up the pressure on the defense coming out of Coldwater's timeout. The Cardinals will get the ball back after it was knocked away underneath the bucket. Luke Beckhusen will trigger underneath their bucket and floats it into Ryan Mock. Mock gets it back from Beckhusen, swing the ball around. Watson to Maurer, 3:57 left in the fourth quarter, 57-46. Greyhounds have outscored the Cardinals here in this frame, 10-8. The 8 points that are up on the board for Coldwater here in the fourth, all coming from Logan Taggart. Ryan Mock draws a foul as the Cardinals are running their offense. Travis Jex picking up his second foul. Team fourth in the second half. Beckhusen triggering. Finds Ryan Mock, 3:41 left. Blaze Watson with the ball on the left corner. McDaniel hawking him. It's forced out of bounds. Here come the Greyhounds trailing by 11. Masteller trying to underhand the ball to right. He lost a handle on it. Get it back out to McDaniel with Beckhusen hawking him, moving off a screen. Get the ball. Masteller for three. It's short from the right wing. Maurer with a rebound. Slings the ball to Beckhusen. Beckhusen trying to take it coast to coast. Lost a dribble. Watson tried to haul it in. It was actually last touch by Masteller on the right corner. Cardinals get it back, 3:14 left to play in regulation. They lead by 11, 57-46. Maurer to Mock on the right wing. Double team comes out on him, slings the ball to Beckhusen, looking to get it back to Watson. It was deflected and hauled in underneath the bucket by Wright for the Greyhounds. They trail by 11. Here comes a streak to the bucket and a score plus one for Jared McDaniel, his first two-point bucket here in the second half. I count the bucket. Ryan Mock picks up just his first foul. Team third of the second half. Watson out and Stampion in for Coldwater. 9-point Coldwater lead could be 8 if McDaniel finishes on the 3-point play. He does. He's 4-for-4 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Greyhounds pressing. Mock's pass deflected and goes out of bounds. Stravis Jex runs four rows up into the opposite bleachers. Well, the Cardinals will try this again. 2:47 left, 57-49. 8-point lead. The Greyhounds have been inching away into this contest. Timeout, a call by Ryan Kelly. Just before the 5-second call could have come into play, it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it here as we bring you some scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard. Taking a look at the holiday tournament that Bronson is participating in. Portage Northern boys beat Bronson 55-33. But check that's a girls' final. The boys' game is going on right now as I speak. So once again, the Portage Northern girls beating Bronson 55-33. So Bronson moves in the consolation bracket of that tournament. Grant Maurer inbounds coming out of the 30-second timeout. Mock. Bad pass. It deflected off a couple of Greyhounds, taken away by Wright. Here come the Greyhounds. 30-footer for McDaniel. Bounces off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Masteller. Turns around, shoots, and scores. 6-point Greyhound deficit, 57-51. 2:25 left. Here comes Luke Bick. He's in breaking the press. Bounce pass to Logan Taggart, and he scores. Taggart with 10 fourth quarter points. He leads the way for now with 24 for the Cardinals. Uh-oh. Here's a three-pointer from the left wing. It draws iron for Wright. Masteller gets the rebound. 30-footer from McDaniel draws iron. Another rebound and a foul committed by Coldwater. Ryan Mock picking up his second foul. The foul was not on the shot, fortunately, for the Cardinal fans here. 2 minutes left, 59-51. 8-point Coldwater lead. The inbound comes to McDaniel. Dribble driving blows by Beck Husen. Beck Husen commits the foul, and McDaniel's going to go up for a pair. Beck Husen with his second foul. First of two for McDaniel. Shimmied in. It almost came up, but went down like a good pillow was supposed to. 59-52. Cardinals lead by 7. Could be 6 with another make here by McDaniel. And there it is. 27 points for McDaniel. 27. Almost half, a little over half of Eaton Rapids' 53 points. The Greyhounds trail by 6. Cardinals having all sorts of trouble trying to break the press. Ball ricochets out of bounds off of a Greyhound underneath the Cardinal bucket. Coldwater with a big break, a minute 47 left. They lead 59-53. The inbound to Maurer. Left corner three. Rolls off the hoop. It's short. Taggart's there with a rebound. Trying to post up despite the double team. Well, that double team is guilty of a foul. Taggart to the free throw line. For the Greyhounds, Andrew Wright just committed his fourth foul. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece. Logan Taggart to the free throw line. First of two is good. It's 25 now for Taggart. Second one is good. 5 for 5 from the charity stripe for Logan Taggart. 26 points total. And Taggart comes to the bench to a well-earned breather. Hadley coming back in for him. McDaniel puts a shoulder down in front of Beck Husen, launches a triple, it rolls off the hoop. Mock's there with a rebound, immediately double team. He needs help, slings the ball to Beck Husen. Beck Husen has numbers, blows by Wright. Count the bucket and one, and Wright's done. Andrew Wright takes one for the team, trying to prevent Beck Husen from scoring the easy bucket, but Wright just fouled out of the game, having only scored a couple points. Brandon Dick will come in for him. Beck Husen up to the line to try and complete the three-point play with the Cardinals leading by 10 once again, 63-53. First player not named Logan Taggart to score for the Cardinals here in the fourth quarter. Beck Husen unable to finish on the three-point play. Dick with a rebound. Here come the Greyhounds off a screen. McDaniel launches a triple and a whistle on a foul. McDaniel is going to go up to the charity stripe to shoot three. Beck Husen picking up his third. Costly mistake for the Cardinals. McDaniel has been perfect from the charity stripe so far tonight. Gets the first one to roll in. 7-for-7. Back to a 9-point Cardinal lead with a minute 17 left. Second one bounces. That's his first miss of the night. Hadley out and Taggart in for Coldwater. It's still 63-54 Cardinals by 9. By 8 as McDaniel goes 2-for-3 and a timeout called. 30-second timeout, 63-55 Cardinals with a minute 17 left. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
It's time once again to close the door on 1 year while welcoming a new year of possibilities. And your celebration will be one to remember when you spend the evening at Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. They'll have music by Jim Dove and Roger Roberts from 8 to midnight, along with drink specials and hors d'oeuvres throughout the evening, and champagne at the stroke of 12. Welcome 2014 at Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12. Serving food 7 days a week, and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here we go, coming out of the Greyhound timeout. Grant Maurer looking to inbound, finds Luke Stempien. 63-55, an immediate foul just before Stempien could cross the half-court line by McDaniel. He picks up, oh no, foul. He was just knocked out of bounds by McDaniel. Cleanly, the Cardinals get it back. Maurer triggers to Mock, and there's a foul. Brandon Dick with his first.
Team rep is foul for 15. Brandon Dick is first.
That is going to be the seventh team foul against the Greyhounds. Mock to the free throw line for the second time tonight. Taggart out and Hadley in. It's an offense for defense substitution. Taggart with 26 points, 12 of them coming here in the fourth quarter. Mock sinks the front end. He gets the bonus. 64-55, 9-point lead, and now 10. Mock drains them both. Here comes McDaniel moving off the screen set by Holmes. Launches a triple, drains a triple. And timeout Greyhounds. Going to be a full timeout with a minute 3 left, 65-58. Let's take this 1 minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2012 Dodge 2500 Crew 4x4 with tow package, just $489 per month? Looking for a lower cost ride with lots of room? Mobilia has a 2006 Dodge Dakota Club 4x4 with V6, just $177 per month. Step up with a 2013 Dodge 1500 Quad 4x4 with Hemi, just $449 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Donner, Jared Hedrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of the Greyhound timeout, it's Coldwater ball underneath the Greyhound bucket. 65-58 after that made three-pointer by Jerry McDaniel. He leads all scorers with 32. Grant Maurer in the backcourt gets it across the timeline with a triple and double team surrounding him. And a wraparound foul by Brandon Dick. He commits his second. That was borderline intentional there. Hadley back in for Coldwater. Meanwhile, Masteller and Jex back in for Eaton Rapids. Mock back at the free throw line for a 1-1. The foul committed by Dix is a team 8. Mock sinks the front end. Will get the bonus. Back to an 8-point lead once again for Coldwater, 66-58, 67-58. Ryan Mock, 4 for 5 from the line tonight. 67-58, here's McDaniel with Maurer guarding him. McDaniel, give it up to Dick underneath, and he gets a layup. Greyhounds hanging around. They trail by 7. They're going to throw out a press. 38 seconds left. 5-second call. The Cardinals give up the ball to the Greyhounds. Could not get the ball inbounded. Back other end of the floor, Brian Kelly actually calmly explaining his case that perhaps that wasn't 5 seconds after all. No dice. McDaniel will trigger. Finds his player. Shoots. Despite some pressure, does not get it to go in. That was Jex taking the shot, and it looks like he may also have committed the foul. So we go back the other end of the floor. Jex, the guilty party, with his third foul. Another 1-1 trip to the line for Ryan Mock. That is a team ninth against the Greyhounds. There's 32 seconds left. Mock sinks the first. We'll get the bonus. Mock, having only taken 4 free throws before tonight, making 2 of them, he is now 7 of 8 from the charity stripe tonight. 69-60, a fadeaway 3 from the right wing by McDaniel. May have gotten fouled, no call. That went, didn't go in. McDaniel forces up a triple, and he gets fouled in the process. Grant Maurer picking up his second foul. Again, McDaniel back at the charity stripe, shooting 3. He has 32 points to lead all scorers. Sinks the first of this 3-point trip to the stripe. Cuts the lead down to 8. Jim grows deathly quiet here. 69-61, 69-62. Logan Taggart back in for Coldwater. Jacob Sharp and James Cruz in for Eden Rapids. Could be a 6-point lead if McDaniel finishes it off here. Nope. And it's going to be Coldwater ball. Taggart tried to haul it in. It was knocked away by the Greyhound defending him. Well, 16.3 seconds left. The Cardinals that far away from picking up their first win of the season. In the inbound going to Beckhusen. McDaniel going over his back. His first team 10th. Double bonus now kicking in. There's just 15.8 seconds left here. In regulation, the Cardinals lead by 7, 69-62, over the Eaton Rapids Greyhounds. First a 2 from Luke. Draws iron does not go in. And the offensive for defensive substitution for the Greyhounds, Masteller and Jex back in. Meanwhile, defensive for offensive substitution for Coldwater. Hadley in and Taggart out. Second of 2 from Luke. Bounces, and finally got it to go in. The Cardinals have cracked 70. They lead by 8, 70-62. McDaniel up top for 3. Off the heel of the hoop, rebounded by Ryan Hadley. This should just about do it. 5 seconds left. Hadley is fouled by a double team in the front court. Brandon Dick picking up his third foul. Ryan Hadley to the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 9 points. Still 9 as the front run rolls off the hoop. Second one, bounces, does not go in. It remains 70-62. The Cardinals are going to get their first W of the season. Shot by McDaniel, draws iron at the buzzer. Final score, Coldwater 70, Eaton Rapids 62. The Cardinals improve to 1-3. And we'll take on Dexter tomorrow night for the boys' varsity championship here at the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Eaton Rapids suffering just their second loss of the season to fall to 3-2. It'll be the Greyhounds against Fremont tomorrow afternoon for the boys' varsity consolation. Again, your final score from here at Coldwater High School, the Cardinals beat the Eaton Rapids Greyhounds 70-62 in varsity boys' basketball action. Back with a post game after this. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company. Just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at NottawaGas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Well, we just about put a wrap here on night one of the fifth annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament, pending the final score of the Coldwater Eaton Rapids JV boys game, which I'm guessing is still going on right now. Final of the boys varsity game between the Greyhounds and the Cardinals. Coldwater on top of Eaton Rapids, 70-62. The Cardinals getting their first win of the season to improve to 1-3. They will take on the Dexter Dreadnoughts tomorrow night, 6:45 opening tip for the boys varsity championship. The girls consolation side, Coldwater girls, will take on Carleton Airport at 1:30. So our broadcast plans tomorrow will look like this. We will have basically a split broadcast. Will hit the air at 1:15 tomorrow afternoon for the girls' consolation game between Carleton Airport and Coldwater. And then we will be back here at 6:30 tomorrow night for the Dexter Coldwater Boys Varsity Championship game. Of course, that's because the Cardinals beat the Greyhounds 70-62. Let's bring you the scoring summary first. For the victorious Cardinals, who improved to 1-3, Luke Beckhusen with 5, Grant Maurer with 7, Ryan Hadley with 9, Blaze Watson with 8, Ryan Mock with a double-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds. Logan Taggart led the way for the red and white with 26. That's the 70 that's up on the board right now for the Coldwater Cardinals at the conclusion of tonight's contest. Meanwhile, for the visiting Greyhounds, who dropped to 3-2, and will take on Fremont tomorrow in the boys' varsity consolation game. Sheldon Holmes with 11, Sam Masteller with 8. Jared McDaniel led all scorers with 34 points, including several impossible-looking three-pointers near the end of the contest. Travis Jex with 3, and Brandon Dick with 4. Andrew Wright with just 2 points before he fouled out of the game. That's 62. Once you get all that added up by the quarters, Eaton Rapids outscored Coldwater in the first 12-10. The Cardinals with a 16-6 edge in the second quarter, 23-15 edge in the third. Eaton Rapids, with their attempt to mount a furious comeback, outscored Coldwater 29-21, but it wound up being 8 points short on this evening. Total rebounds, the Cardinals with 39, the Greyhounds with 34. Again, Coldwater led by Ryan Mock with 10 boards to go along with his 15 points. The leading rebounder for the Greyhounds was Sheldon Holmes with 6. Sam Masteller had 5, and Jared McDaniel had 4. Turnovers, 10 for the Cardinals, 6 for the Greyhounds. Off of those turnovers, Eaton Rapids with a 15-2 edge. Now let's bring you the final shooting percentages. First for the Greyhounds, they finished the game 22 out of 65 shooting, 33.8%, 7 of 28 in the first half, 15 of 37 in the second half. From the three-point line, they finished the game 6 out of 27, 1 for 7 in the first half, 5 of 20 in the second half. Every one of those three-pointers for the Greyhounds coming from Jared McDaniel. 6 of 21 from the three-point line for McDaniel. The free-throw line, the Greyhounds finished out 12 of 15, 80%. 3 of 4 in the first half, 9 of 11 in the second half. For Coldwater, meanwhile, they finished the game shooting 25 out of 53, 47.2%, 11 of 26 in the first half, 14 for 27 in the second half. From the three-point line, they finished up 4 for 12, 33.3%, 1 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. And from the charity stripe, 76.2% out of 16 for 21 shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 13 for 17 in the second half. For awaiting Coldwater head boys basketball coach Brian Kelly for the post-game interview. Our post-game interview is being brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Recycling your cardboard with Union Pallet and Container Company of Coldwater can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling 1 ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, congratulations on your first win. It was a pretty well-played game. That was pretty frantic at times, too.
Yeah, you know, there. I thought we did pretty well in the first half, and even in the third quarter when they came out and put a little more pressure on us, I thought we did a nice job. Fourth quarter got a little kind of a little hairy there. I thought we made some foolish mistakes, bad passes, kind of like panicking instead of just, you know, playing basketball. Play basketball. And that's one thing I keep telling kids. Just play basketball. You've done it your whole life. Don't freak out. And, you know, we did that a few times, but I thought we settled down there. And, you know, Ryan Mock hit some great free throw shooting at the end of the game, kind of put the game on ice.
Yeah, 7 of 8 from the charity stripe for Ryan Mock with the intention of fouling him. And I think they might have remembered his free throw shooting percentage might not have been the best last year, but 7 of 8 tonight, you'll gladly take that any day, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. Our free throw percentage for the season this year was not very good. And so, yeah, I'll take that every day. Good job, bud. Very good.
Congratulations coming out to Luke Stempy and the from the Coldwater Cardinal boys. the interview getting briefly interrupted here. Talking about Logan Taggart with team-high 26 points, a lot of them coming in the second half, and a lot of them coming as the Cardinals were running their offense and looking to get to him inside.
Well, and, you know, and he had some, I think he had two or three threes there. You know, with Logan, we really worked on that this summer. Actually this fall and stuff. He came in and him and I worked on this, Coach Barry, and he really worked on, in our offense, our post players got to be able to step out and either handle the ball for a couple dribbles, or if they don't come out and guard him, he's got to be able to knock down a jump shot. And Logan really worked hard in coming in, and that was one thing I told him we really needed to work on. And he's done an excellent job of all fall coming in and just shooting that shot. And he's done it, you know, he's not afraid to shoot it now. He's getting confidence in it, which is great. And tonight, you know, he showed he had some confidence in it and didn't back down to shooting it. A couple of them had me a little nervous, but, you know, when they go in, it's one of those old sayings. You go, no, okay, nice shot. And you just tell them to get back on defense. So that's kind of how that happened.
A lot of things working well, both on the offensive and defensive side for Coldwater tonight compared to how the first four or five games transpired. What do you think was the big difference tonight?
Well, no offense, but I think our first three games we played pretty well. The difference between tonight's game is if you look at the stats from our first three games, for instance, Gull Lake, mm-hmm. we shoot 18% from the field, and we're down 8 points in the fourth quarter. We shoot 45% from the free throw line in that game, and we're down 8 points in the fourth quarter. Tonight, we shoot 47% from the field and 76% from the free throw line. Those numbers are going to make, you know, a big, huge difference. And I think, we've gotten good shots all year long. We've played relatively very good defense against three very good teams. The combined record of those three teams we've played before tonight were like 12-1. So, you know, I was not disappointed in what we've done up to this point. My problem was we just weren't finishing and weren't making some shots, and that, you know, when you're not doing that against those good teams, you're not going to win very many games. And that's the one thing we kept trying to instill in the kids is, hey, we're there. We're giving the effort. We're giving we're getting the shots. We're just not knocking them down consistently, and that day will come. And, you know, tonight we made a lot more of them.
Well, your thoughts on tomorrow's matchup against Dexter for the boys' varsity championship here at Cardinal Holiday Hoops?
Well, Dexter's going to be a very good team. I came in early, kind of watched them against Fremont. Fremont does an excellent job. They've been here for a lot of years, and they're a very good team. And, you know, got beat by a very good Dexter team. So, we'll have to be ready to play. It's nice to get this first win, but we don't get to celebrate it very long. We'll be back in tomorrow and have to give it a chance to maybe get two in a row. And, you know, if we can give the effort and get the intensity we got tonight, then I think we'll be right in there. We'll have a chance.
Ryan Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal boys. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Ryan Kelly joining us on our postgame show as the Coldwater Cardinal varsity boys finish off Eaton Rapids 70-62. Meanwhile, from the WTVB scoreboard, the JV boys side of the tournament, that's finished for tonight. And Quinn Berry's JV boys finish off Eaton Rapids, almost an identical score, 70-63. The JV Cardinals beating the JV Greyhounds. So our night for tomorrow all set as far as the games that will be played for the second night of the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. We'll go over those matchups, plus our McDonald's player of the game for our nightcap after this for McDonald's of Branch County.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or fish sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows, just east of River Road on US 12, Coldwater.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
McDonald's Dollar Menu & More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the archenemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just a buck. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu & More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB wrapping it up from the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament, Night 1 with our McDonald's Player of the Game. We're going to go ahead and give the recognition to Ryan Mock for the double-double that he posted, 15 points and 10 rebounds, plus down the stretch, 7 of 8 from the charity stripe. Congratulations to Ryan Mock, our McDonald's Player of the Game, as the Coldwater Cardinal Varsity Boys beat Eden Rapids 70-62. Now a recap of the night's action. Night one is now officially finished. Just several kids hanging out around the gym. We'll go over the JV action first. The Fremont girls beat Carleton Airport 32-27. Fremont boys edged Dexter 55-52. The Coldwater JV girls beat Niles 33-19. And the Coldwater JV boys beating Eden Rapids 70-63. Varsity action here at the new gym at Coldwater High School. Fremont opened up by beating Carleton Airport 65-21. And girls action, the Dexter boys beat Fremont 63-44. The Niles girls beat Coldwater 61-46. The Coldwater boys just finished off Eden Rapids 70-62. So here is what's going to be coming up tomorrow here at the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Night 2 will start off with a JV action in the old gym. Girls consolation game will tip off at 1:30, Carleton Airport versus Niles. Boys consolation game at 3:15, Dexter versus Eden Rapids. Girls championship game at 5, Fremont versus Coldwater. Boys championship game at 6:45, Fremont versus Coldwater. Varsity action here at the new gym at Coldwater High School. Girls consolation game, Carleton Airport will take on Coldwater. It's a 1:30 tip. We will be on the air, Quinn Berry and I, Mike Side, at 1:15 tomorrow afternoon. Then we'll sign off for a little bit as the boys consolation game gets played between Fremont and Eden Rapids. That'll be at 3:15. Girls championship game, Fremont versus Niles, scheduled to tip off at 5. Boys championship game, the Dexter Dreadnoughts against the Coldwater Cardinals. It's a 6:45 schedule tip. We will hit the air once again tomorrow at 6:30. So 1:15 and 6:30 are on-air times for both the Coldwater's games here on night two of the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. That's the story from here at Coldwater High School. For Sean Delaney, Justin Lopshire, back in the WTVB studios. For my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, Sean Watson, signing off from the first night of the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. Until tomorrow at 1:15 and at 6:30, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Heinz Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.